Hello, hello. Welcome back to There's Noel in Podcast. Today is episode number 11, where we've got Ben home. Welcome back, Ben.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Trying to steal my thunder, Morris?
It's been a minute. This episode is more of a casual one, where we're just going to be chilling here, talking a bit about what's going on, what's new with Ben. And we're, again, in our studio, so if you're listening on any of your usual podcasting means, don't forget to check out the YouTube. The link should be in the show notes or on our Instagram, or you could check us out on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, anything you normally listen to your podcast on.
Or by following us at Noel Experience on Instagram. True. Still trying to get to 200 followers.
Let's go.
We haven't been posting, but still. So as Matt said, today's more of a casual episode. We don't really have much of a plan per se. We're going to talk. Yep. We're going to have some talk with Ben, asking about what he was doing in America for this whole COVID stuff. And I think we should start off by saying, why are you in Barbados, Ben? Why are you here?
I'm here for my cousin's wedding. It's been planned from the start of the year, and I knew I just couldn't miss it. So yeah, I had to come home for that.
That's pretty interesting. I didn't know I was getting married.
Yeah. I feel like your real wedding, you wouldn't know either.
Because if so, we are having a problem.
You don't look so ready for that.
I'm having a panic attack, man. What did you think?
I will say, though, it's very interesting to have the perspective of being here and seeing y'all do the podcast, whilst usually I'm, you know, in the office kind of listening to 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there. It's very interesting. So yeah.
Well, I think even when you walked into the studio, you're like, yeah, this is real.
Yeah, it's quite strange.
I think the most interesting thing every time we have people on is always how nervous they are, which is completely fair. Like, yeah, we were all nervous when we started. Yep. I'm still nervous when we're turning on the camera, which you can go and watch on YouTube, by the way. But yeah, like, you start to sit down, and to me, you start talking, and it's fine, right? I don't talk a lot, and it's okay for me. How do you feel about it, Ben? How are you getting through?
I don't feel quite too strange, but that's because I'm sitting down next to two very close people to me, you know? So imagine I was a random guest. I guess I would feel a little bit more nervous, but I feel like I'm just having a normal conversation.
Yeah, that's good.
Good, man. I think last episode we discussed with Becky and them, like, an important part of our podcast is trying to make people comfortable. So
yeah,
obviously that's a lot easier with Ben, but anyway.
Check out that episode. It's episode number 10.
Plug. See that.
Anyway,
so how was the travel, Ben? Like, what were your restrictions per se? What did you have to do on the plane? Talk to us about it.
Yeah, so I was coming from Tampa, Florida, and Florida, not so much now, it's gotten a little better, but in the peak of everything, it was probably the worst place to be with all the numbers and all the reporting numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
And just for the record, you got your double negative.
Yeah.
Let him get to it, jeez.
Hashtag he's okay.
So did you end up getting a COVID test as well, or?
Yeah, so when I was in Tampa, I was trying my best to try and get a test, and then obviously within the 72 hours was very difficult, but I ended up having to pay for someone to get me specifically the PCR test, and I got it back. And I had to go over to New York, overnight in New York, and then come to Barbados. So it was quite tough, and New York also has like a whole bunch of quarantining requirements and stuff, so I wasn't sure, but they're not like forceful like it is here, because they have so many people and so much like population to filter through, so they can't watch each person individually, so it's kind of voluntary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you say you were being careful the whole time you were in Florida, or was it kind of like, I'm here by myself, like, yeah, I'm gonna be cautious of other people, but like, I don't really have anybody that I'm putting at risk? Or
yeah, so since I lived by myself, so I didn't really have a roommate or someone that was gonna bring, you know, his life into my circle all the time. But when it first started out, we were quarantining at home, working from home. So when it was like that, I got my groceries delivered, or I'd go to Walmart or something, letting someone put it in the back of the trunk of the car. So it was so little interaction. Mm-hmm. And when we first came out and we went to work, it was really weird just being outside, because you can control yourself. You can't control the people around you, what they do.
For sure.
So super weird. But as a month or two went by, everything is almost exactly how it was before, with interactions and stuff. The only difference is a mask. Even in lines, people don't really social distance anymore there.
See, I find that so weird, because I don't know how much you guys understand about the PCR testing per se, but the whole point of it is that it amplifies your blood and DNA and all that, so that it can then take... like, it can figure out the antibodies that you have. Right. So that's what happened. It has been happening with a lot of people. You get these positive tests that aren't actually positive. It's just that you've built up the antibodies, right? So that just saying that more or less through all of that, you didn't really get it.
Yeah, and the truth is, I could have maybe had it, and I may have the antibodies, but the test I took was specifically whether I have it now or not. Like if I've had it.
But you haven't actually been sick, so
no, I've not need to worry had about any kind of symptoms ever, which I guess I've been very fortunate.
Yeah.
But pulling it back to when you first came out, and I remember you went back to work, and the first week you were back to work was straight into the Black Lives Matter protests, and I remember you having to evacuate your building and go back home because there was just maybe not looting but strong protests outside, and your company sent you home. What was that about?
I wouldn't say evacuate, that sounds pretty harsh, but what we had, my office is in downtown Tampa, and that's just happened to be the hub where they would do the protests right outside of a police station and a national memorial area, and they just happened to group by my building. So my office, they actually told us, hey, it's getting pretty bad, people are out there and things are getting a little riley, so instead of risking us on the afternoon leaving in the peak of the protest, because people after work will go and it'll get even bigger, they just told us to head home. So that happened for about a week, and crazy timing that was happening probably in April, sometime around there, when it was the peak of COVID as well. It was crazy.
Well, on a slightly similar topic, but how was the actual flight for you? What did you have to go through when you were flying back to Barbados? What was the airline's protocol per se?
So that actually wasn't my first flight since everything has happened. I actually went to New York probably closer to July, I think, August,
right,
for work. So that was probably my first exposure to that kind of scenario.
Okay.
But middle seats are never, so far for me, I think JetBlue specifically,
really?
And Delta, the middle seats were not sold. So there was empty. No one in the middle seat. Yeah. Right.
That makes no sense.
Well, I guess it's just an attempt to social distance.
Yeah, but the thing about flights, right, are that they don't start making money until they get over that 80%
capacity,
right? So by taking out every middle seat, that means their maximum capacity comes down to 60%?
Yeah.
And flight...
Well, cut it in a third, exactly.
Yeah, flight prices don't change, right?
The front has two seats, but yeah.
Or they haven't changed as far as I know. Well,
it also depends too, because you have an empty flight and you're not making any money versus you make 60%. It just is a business decision, I suppose.
It's a numbers game, obviously, but
I think they're trying to also just start back up. But take a guess from New York to Barbados, how much do you think I paid? And I booked it probably 3 to a month in advance.
Barbados. Well, I know that Morgan and I were going to go to New York. We were actually going to surprise you earlier this year. We could talk
for his
about
birthday.
That in a little bit, yeah. But I think we paid about 400 US. So
round trip, though, you guys
round
were
trip,
round trip.
Round trip. Yeah. So how much?
So 200 one way is not bad. I paid 180 just to come down.
That's
here.
Good.
And I booked it in advance. So it wasn't actually too terrible.
So it's, as I said,
so yeah, I guess
prices.
If they're not jacking the prices, they're probably not making much money, but I think they're just probably trying to just kind of slowly get into it,
because
they're losing money hand over fist, so why not lose just a little bit less, maybe?
I guess some money is better than none, but then that takes out of account all the maintenance of their flights and anything. Anyway, but as Matt said, we were going to New York in middle of
March,
Matt,
yeah,
which is when everything actually kicked off. That's when I got laid off. A lot of people got laid off.
Yeah.
And Matt and I were just there I still go to New York.
We actually had a big debate, because obviously earlier up in the year, we weren't sure how serious this all was. Everyone was talking, and looking back on it now, hindsight is 2020. We that's a funny thing, 2020. But anyway, we can look back on it now, and it was a good decision not to go. But at the time, We organized with Alexis, Ben's girlfriend, to go up with around the same time as her, meet Ben in New York, surprise him, and just he would have no idea we were coming. He definitely, if he was thinking one of us would come, it would be me, but Morgan and I decided we were gonna go together, and we booked it the week before. We were ready to go, and then all of a sudden it was Barbados is in lockdown from next week.
And New York was hitting record numbers at the time.
New York was the epicenter of the US for COVID, and we were oh God, do we really go? This is a pretty shit year, and it's getting worse. Do we go for one last hurrah? But
it might have been one last hurrah.
Yeah,
if we went.
But we obviously decided not to go. We actually have to plan something, because we only get 1 year worth of credits or whatever.
Well, I will say though that I did end up going to New York later on in the year for work. And those of you who have been there, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't been there, it's, you know, tall buildings like a jungle. It's amazing, just the feeling of being there and the opportunity, just your creative aspect of your mind just like is all over the place. But
right. It does represent that actual American dream, like where you can get to type thing, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really eye-opening. But usually when you're there in normal times, there's so many people, and it actually gets to a point where it's like kind of annoying to have so many people around.
Yeah.
But when I was there, Central Park was just like very small amounts of people, just locals, mm-hmm. Times Square, Financial District, you know, the World Trade Center, all of that was just a very minimal amount of people. It was super weird. Awesome to be there at that kind of time. Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably a once in a lifetime thing for you too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But as Ben said, like, most people have been to New York. I don't think you've been.
No, I've never been.
So Ben and I have been a couple of times together, and then Ben's been a couple of times on his own. But just as vacation and stuff. And I remember when COVID first started, I sent Ben two pictures. First was I just looked up a picture of Times Square, because that's obviously how it looked when we went. But then there was a picture going around when COVID hit of Times Square. And normally Times Square is packed up with people. You cannot move. It's the most people in one area as possible. Yeah. And this picture has zero people in it. Really, yeah, humbling.
But still, it has advertisements going across all the buildings, like how it normally is.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Well, yeah, think of it, because you take that picture and send it people. Yeah. The ads are still working.
It's like Walking Dead or a zombie apocalypse of just like immediately as it hits, you know, everyone's inside and you just get to see it quickly.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's all well and nice, but now Ben's finally home and he'll get to participate in... Because I guess Barbados is still COVID related, you know, but we are really lucky that we're in a bubble of sorts here where, like, Barbados is safe compared to other places, right? Yeah. And I say safe loosely, but it is, you know, like we've gone about doing our stuff. We had our lockdown, but we can still go out and see our friends, go to the beach, go to a party if you want, all these types of things. So how'd you start off your quarantine just being stuck at home?
Well, here I wasn't stuck at home, I was stuck in the hotel.
And I feel so sorry for you.
That was kind of tough, yeah. I was fortunate, I got to work from home during last week. So yeah. I wasn't terribly like, you know, bored during the day. But as soon as like whatever 6 o'clock hit, when I was kind of finishing up with work, I didn't have anything to do. And like the hotel room had like a patio. I was like, maybe I do a couple push-ups, but like I don't really feel like it. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll have a shower. And that was like an exciting aspect of the day.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was,
times are tough when showers are the most exciting part of your day.
It was a little bit boring, but I mean, I, you know, it's best to be safe. I do admire how Barbados has, you know, tried to take the COVID as seriously as possible, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to doing when you're here?
Just seeing everybody, you know, seeing all my friends and family, and, you know, going to the beach, you know, enjoying that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure you're looking forward to your wedding. Shout out Lani and Luke.
Yes, of course. The reason I came. Yeah. The wedding itself.
Hurt.
No, yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well, for sure.
Yeah. And it's obviously nice to have you home as well.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I think most people that have gone away to school or just been away from their family for an extended period of time, you know, the uniqueness of coming home and just, you know, feeling that you had when you were 15, 16 going to and from school, you know, and like,
yeah,
you live with your family. It's a very different feeling, and you won't get it back even as you finish university and you move on. You won't live with your family to that extent ever again. So it's always a nice feeling.
Yeah, for sure.
That's good. Well, we can just start to do a quick wrap up here. Yeah. So we'll end up with one more question. What do you think about Trump having COVID, Ben?
Oh my gosh. I think politics is a very touchy topic around here.
Do bite you in the ass, don't they, though? It's the same guy who went out saying, just drink Clorox, do everything.
Yeah. I've seen a couple memes of, like, you know, Trump in the hospital and then Clorox as the bag of whatever, you know, nutrients or whatever.
I think it's important to say that, like, obviously, yeah, he has it, but, like, he still is a human at the end of the day, and he has his own family and those type of things. So it's a little rough one, but, yeah, it's funny how things turn around and bite you in the ass, huh?
Yeah, well, I do think that the news will cover it as much as possible, because that's the first thing anyone's going to click on, right? But I saw it that he's gone in the hospital and stuff, but I think it's just, you know, him having to go through all the very normal steps of being the president.
The official word was of abundance of precaution is why he went into the hospital.
Yeah, but he should, because he also does fall into that high risk category. Yeah, he is older, detail, description wise, he is obese, right? And he is 74 years of age, yeah. I'm pretty sure, right?
Seventies for sure, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well. Yeah. So I think that's pretty much our catch up with Ben. We ideally would like to do a bit of a longer episode, but we'll probably leave and try and do one or two more while Ben is here, mm-hmm. Just to give you guys some content. And obviously, it's nice to have Ben here rather than coming through a speaker with horrible voice quality.
For sure. I will say that when you guys went transition to outside of the using the mics and going online on Zoom and stuff and then coming back, when you came back, the quality was just so crisp and nice, and it was just like, oh, I much more appreciate that.
Yeah, much better.
For sure. Yeah.
As a listener.
Well, as a listener, I hope you're listening to our sponsors, and our sponsor this week is Eco Gardens. Eco Gardens is a local project which is looking to help facilitate food security in Barbados by providing you with the chance to start growing your very own vegetable produce in your own backyard. They provide a package deal which includes their raised garden bed and 8 vegetable plants that have already been going for a couple of weeks, which means you just have to add water and reap the benefits. Check out their Instagram at ecogardens.bb if you're interested, and to learn more about becoming slightly more eco-friendly.
Thanks to them for sponsoring yet another episode. If there's any other sponsors out there, you can hit us up. But for now, we're happy to have Eco Gardens on board. That pretty much wraps up this episode. Ben, where can they find you?
On Instagram.
At Noel Experience.
Morgan?
At Noel Experience.
Matt? At Noel Experience.
Are we plugging ourselves?
No. You can find me at MatthewN11. You can find Morgan at Morgan_AER. And Ben at...
Ben or Noel, I think it is.
Right, okay. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to check us out on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, or on YouTube or Instagram.
Peace.